Welcome to Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast, No Longer With a Z, the podcast that reviews the reviews of its podcast. Before I get into that nominal change, I want to walk you through a morning in the life of Ken, just to kind of give you a sense of what it's like to experience the first 40 minutes that I experienced today, and maybe somehow pass on some semblance of meaning into what it can mean for you. Or this podcast. I wake up just like everybody else, one foot in front of the other, put on some nettle leaf tea, and start scrolling through my Craigslist ads to see if anyone wants to buy my air conditioner. What do I get after scrolling through and checking out the offers, looking to see what's available? A notification on my telephone and my email. This notification I've been looking forward to all month. This, of course, is the coveted monthly email. And I want you to imagine what it's like looking at this email pop into my inbox, and it says, "No new reviews for Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast." It's supposed to be review week. It is reviews week. But alas, for a second time since iTunes has hosted our podcast, it has faltered. So, as you can imagine, just the sight of this headline alone put me into a bit of a deep despair. But I'll continue reading the email just so you get a good sense and picture of the contents of the depths of this despair. It starts off, "Hi, review." This is back before I had my name be Father Eckel. It was the review reviewer. "Hi, review. Thank you for trying my podcast reviews. Here's your digest of last month's podcast reviews for Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast. No latest reviews." Of course, by this time, I'm already aware, but still the message is bleak nonetheless. And finally, just to add insult to already injury, there's a final line, a little stinger at the end. "Do you have more than one podcast? Would you like to receive these updates more often? Then upgrade your subscription to a solo or higher plan, starting only $5 per month." As if that wasn't my entire goal for these last few months, as if that hasn't been my sole focus and purpose to upgrade my subscription and get a second podcast, it's almost mocking. So I sit there, tea in hand, just thinking, why am I doing this? If no one's leaving reviews, if I know that the iTunes store was having a problem and it was hard to find my podcast in the first place, I have perspective on that. It still doesn't really prevent me from falling into these dark places. And for that, I apologize for my lack of self-control and willpower. But I'm sitting there with thinking, should I just cancel the podcast? Is this the end? Is this now where I quit? If there aren't going to be reviews coming in. The worst part probably is I had all my hopes put upon Raymond, my ex-co-host, who I now hold in contention, because he said, and it's quotable in episode 50, that he would be taking care of the reviews from now on. So I let myself yet again fall prey to the whimsy and, you know, appeal of others helping me instead of taking matters into my own hands. And, you know, it paid off with a no latest reviews email. Now we have to wait another month because the weekly email isn't a thing yet, no matter how much I'd like. And I'm just crushed. This is my state of mind for about 40 minutes. And then, as if providence, as if by divine intervention, another notification pops up. A tag in the Discord server. Someone named Alexia has made fan art for Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast. This is our first fan art. It's our only fan art, and it sent somewhat of a optimistic tinge through my system. I thought, maybe it's not just about the reviews we're getting. Maybe there's like more ways listeners can support the podcast through art, through praise, not just in the form of reviews, but also, and it hit me, in the form of money. I need to focus more on Patreon to get that $5 a month subscription fee. I need to focus all my efforts into getting that weekly email realized so that listeners, you, will know what it's like to get a weekly podcast email. The inertia and stagnation of waiting a whole month for reviews can't be helpful, even if the podcast can't be found. And I thought the Zed of reviews would be able to signal some sort of edgy and extreme new demographic, but as much as I liked it, it seems to have helped not at all. So that's why I'm reverting the podcast name back to Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast from Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast. Now it's with an S. All's this to say, if it wasn't for this fan art today, I might have been in a more awful place. But now I'm going to redouble my efforts. I'm going to make things more exclusive on Patreon, more extra early. I might even leak my second podcast pilot. I'm going to go gung-ho until I get the weekly email, because that's, at this point, the only thing I can do. I'm also considering, and probably will, also not only unbrand the podcast, but also, again, now rebrand the podcast from Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast to PRRP. The acronym. I'm wondering and hoping that if I make PRRP a fake non-word, a unique instance of letter combination appear in iTunes, people can find it that way. Maybe it won't and I'll have to start all over, but it can't hurt, and at this point, I'm not even mad at anyone else except for myself for not trying harder. So I apologize for you, the listeners, to have to deal with yet another month of no reviews. I apologize to myself for trusting too many outside sources. I also apologize to all my patrons, whom I told this would be a very good episode to, not knowing that it would actually be a very bad episode. So yet again, we'll regroup, we'll figure something out, and continue ad infinitum. We'll see you next week.